Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Conditions in the state may have contributed to the recent wildfires that destroyed ag land, pastures, and some communities. Extension specialists Jerry Valesky and Mitch Stevenson talk about how fire damage affects pasture land and subsequent grazing. Jerry begins the discussion by talking about grass types and how that might help recovery in damaged pastures.
When we have a wildfire, and I'm strictly speaking about the Lusk Canyons, we're dealing with an area that did have, in many of the places, quite a bit of cedar trees that burned as well. But people have to keep in mind that these grasses are perennials. Most of them are perennials, and they will come back. A key to this, of course, is going to be adequate rainfall. And we do see many times an increase of annual weeds after the fire. And this is really what a fire is, a disturbance to these rangelands. And so having some weeds in there can be pretty common, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. A key message I tell for producers is that one of the things that they do need to be careful with is how heavy they are grazing. So first of all, whether or not they graze this year is going to depend on rainfall. And in many cases, it shouldn't be a problem that they could turn out to these pastures in mid to late summer or this fall if there's a specific need that they need to get out on some pasture. But regardless, they should be at a bit of a lower stocking rate and leave a little bit of extra residue out there.
Mitch says some good spring rain will really help these damaged areas recover.
You know, there's been a few fires there north of North Platte that we'd monitored over the years. One was the Betty's Way fire that was in 2024. And that fire especially, I think we got just really good precipitation that spring. It was a dormant season fire. And that spring got really good precipitation. And I remember going out in late June, early July, and having a hard time finding the burned line of where it had burned and not burned. And so, you know, the recovery seemed to be fairly quick on some of those fires if we get the precipitation. But, you know, as you mentioned, the total acres burned, numbers that I have is of March 18th. So I know more has burned since then, especially with those fires near Ashby and Hyannis. The numbers I have are about 823,000 acres have burned this year. And to kind of put that in context with the data that we have from the National Interagency Fire Center, as well as the Monitoring Trends and Burn Severity website, between 1984 and 2025, these are wildfires over 1,000 acres, that amounted to about 1.16 million acres. And so over that, you know, roughly 40-year period. And so really kind of unprecedented in what we've seen in terms of the size, especially with that Morrill fire in Morrill, Garden, Arthur counties. And so being out there on the burn pastures this last week, you know, it definitely does look bare out there. And there are a lot of choppy sands in that area. But when you really think about it, and as you walk through a lot of that area, what we don't see is just the tremendous root amounts that are just below the surface, right? We see some of that sand moving on the top, but not very far below that. Think about as much vegetation as was above ground. There's just as much or more below ground. And a lot of that's in the top foot or so of soil there. And so there's a tremendous mat there that holds a lot of that soil together.
Stay tuned to future programs where Jerry and Mitch continue this topic of grazing on fire-damaged pastures. To read the detailed article about how to graze after a wildfire, go to Nebraska Extension's BEEF website at beef.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.